You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it
does. Next, we have a powerful ministration awaiting you, okay? Please welcome our very own Brother David. Put your hands together. Amen.
Amen.
Chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come close to you. Ooh, ooh,
ooh.
Jesus, oh Lord, yeah. Let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come work for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. One more chance, Lord, to serve you, Jesus. Oh, oh Lord, didn't do well with the gifts you gave me. Didn't do well the first time. I know I've blown all my chances. Oh Lord, please hear my prayer. I'm begging you, Lord, please, please, Lord. It's my calling to serve you. Be merciful, oh Lord. My mama showed me mercy. She forgave me so many times and helped me out of my trouble. Oh, Jesus, let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come close to you. I wanna come close to you, Lord. Oh my, let me stand before you, Jesus. Oh Lord, yeah. Let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come work for you. Ooh, oh Lord, you are all I have, Lord. If you don't let me serve in your house, oh, what will I do with myself, Lord? I don't like doing other things. Oh no, 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 no. I like being in church and bearing much fruit, being your spokesman. And I love serving in your house. Don't send me away to the world. Give me one more chance. Oh, ooh, ooh. let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come close to you. I wanna be your favorite child. Oh, let me stand before you, Jesus. Oh Lord, let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come close to you. I wanna come close to you. Create in me a clean heart, oh God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit, but restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me, please uphold me, please uphold me with thy free spirit, oh Lord, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh Lord, yeah. Oh my Jesus, if only you would let me stand before you, Jesus, my Savior. Let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve just one more time, Jesus. I wanna come close to you. I wanna sit quietly by your side, Lord. Let me stand before you, Jesus. My Jesus, let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come work for you. I know that I messed up, Lord. Oh, Lord. But I wanna know, is there still a place for me to serve you, Lord? So let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come close to you. Ooh, my Jesus, let me stand before you, Jesus. Let me have another chance to serve you, Lord. Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come work for you. Oh, I know my clock is ticking now, Lord. But is there still time? Is there still a chance? Is there still a place for me to serve you, Lord? Let me serve one more time, Jesus. I wanna come work for you. I wanna give my life to you, Lord. So let me stand before you. Let me stand before you, Jesus. To serve you, Lord. Let me stand one more time, Jesus. I wanna come work for you.
Brother David, put your hands together. Amen. Now it's time for the most important part of the service, the word of God. Amen. The word tells us that if we're going to come to God, we must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So by the grace of God, we have a blessed and personal pastor, our very own Pastor Lindsay, that's going to come with a reward of the word today. Be on your feet and receive your reward in faith. Amen. Please welcome our personal pastor, Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
Come on, let's lift our voice real loud to the Lord and sing. Don't you know your name?
Don't you know your name? Who's that trust in you?
And there is no one.
There is no other faithful God.
and choose those who know your name. Put their trust in you. There is no other faithful God, so loving and true. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love His name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love His name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love the name of Jesus Christ. I am so blessed to have, Bible says there is only one name by which a man shall be saved, the name Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I believe that we have been given the greatest name on earth. You know, sometimes the people use names to do all kinds of things when they know somebody has power. May the name of Jesus Christ mean something to you.
Amen.
You know, sometimes people don't know Jesus Christ, but they try to use His name and it doesn't work. The sons of Sceva, they said, I cast you out in the name of the Jesus whom Paul preaches. And then they were devoured. I pray that the name of the Lord will be applied in faith in Jesus' name. Today, as you come, may the Lord grant you grace and the determinants of your life become strong. I proclaim greatness in your life. I proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, that name that speaks the blood, that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. May that blood operate in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we come before you. We come and we ask, let your strength be with us. Let your wisdom be with us. Let your understanding be with us. Let your skill come to us. May our life turn out right. May you deliver us from just trial and error type of attitude.
Yes.
We bless your name. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, bring with your anointing. Come and deliver us from every demonic oppression in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Put your hands on
Jesus and be seated.
Hallelujah.
In the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, this
Amen.
Church is my favorite one. I mean, my favorite. You say I'm your personal pastor. This is my favorite personal favorite. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's no place like UD Memphis.
Woo-hoo!
There's no place, you know.
Amen.
Ghana, I realized that, man, there are many people that have heard about Memphis that are trying to be here, want to come here and all that. I said, man, it's a blessing.
Wow. So,
may the Lord bless us all. May we value what God has given us. Please, if you're on and you can come on video, that's your best chance. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
Many people have not been in church today. Please pick up your phone, shepherds, pick up your phone, friends and loved ones, and come along with the people that you're supposed to be along with. And don't hang up. Today, God has a special message for you. Special
Amen.
Message for you. And I believe that you will be blessed by the end of the day, at the end of the day. So come along and let's believe God. And whoever is admitting people into the rooms, do your job actively so that nobody has to wait for more than 30 seconds in the waiting room. You know, King Melville and other things are around. So bring them on. And shepherds, you know, I've sent a lot of text to many of your people that are not on. It's up to you to operate and get them on board so that God's food that is prepared, the banquet, will be enjoyed by them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Today, we want to continue on the determinants. The determinants. You see, now, what Amen. Has your life amounted to? What are the fruits of your life? When you put the sum total of your life together, are you happy with the outcome? Or could it be better? If you think it could be better, there are ways of making it better.
Amen.
And today I want to encourage you that take the tools that God is going to be giving to us and apply yourself to those tools, or apply those tools to your life and get better. I'm going to read again from Ecclesiasticus chapter 9, verse number 11, our foundation scripture. It says, I returned and saw, I love this, under the sun, that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor neither bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happeneth to them all. Ladies and gentlemen, now the Bible says that when you look back at life, everybody must have a habit of returning and looking back and take an assessment of your life. Always assess what you're doing and the results, the outcome, and so that you can make changes. We call it midstream correction. Once in a while, I meet with the shepherds, I assess the church, the direction that we are going, so that we can return. Return means, hey, there's something you've left behind. That is why you're going in the wrong direction. Hey, you may have left the GPS. Hey, you may have stopped relating with people in a certain way. Something that you have stopped doing, or something that you could apply. That's what it means to return. And he said, when you return, you find out that, hey, there are a few factors. The race, and again, I'll read, the race is not to the swift or the speed. You see that? You realize that when you assess certain things, you realize that, hey, because you didn't apply speed, that's why the race was determined by something else. You see that? You are fast, but you didn't use speed. You could have been fast, but you are not fast. So you realize that although you are fast, you lost the race. So you therefore say the race is not to the swift. Then when you return, that's when you find out that, this is what I could have applied speed, but I didn't. I am fast, but I lost. So you say, this will be the statement when you return, the race is not to the swift. But swiftness makes people win race. Okay? Then you say, the battle is not to the strong after all. Because I'm strong, how come I lost the battle? You see that? Then you say, I don't have bread, because although I'm wise, I didn't have any bread. You can go to school and be poor. Wisdom, you can be wise and be poor because you do not apply the wisdom. You can have a stick lying by you, but a snake can bite you because you did not apply. So you cannot say that snakes are not affected by sticks just because you had a stick and a snake bit you. You didn't apply the stick. That is what the Bible is saying. This is what people say. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding. If you could only answer life's question, what should I do next? You will never be poor. You will always do the right thing. You will always come up with the right outcome. Understanding means, what should I do next? What should I do next? Wisdom and understanding. Nor yet favor to men of skill. Skill is an ability. Skill is skill. Skill is something. All of you students, never go to school for a degree. It's useless. Think about it, because I'm sure that you don't understand what I'm saying and you are worried about what I'm saying. I will say it again. Never go to school for a degree. It's useless. And Pastor, so what do we go to school for? We've been always going to school for a degree. No, go for a profession. Go for a skill. You go to school for a degree. What's your degree? Oh, I have a degree in psychology. Oh, I have a degree in English. Oh, I have a degree in French. I have a degree in this. But you don't have a profession. Then what is the use of the degree? A degree is supposed to give you a profession. So me, I've told everybody who comes around, if you're going to go to school, then go for something professional. Something that when you finish school, you will have a job with the 4-year course immediately. Don't tell yourself, oh, well, it's time. I finished high school, so I have to go to university. So I took any course. I took English. I took French so that I'll have a degree. You're joking. You will end up, you realize that the 4 years have been over, but you have no skill. And then you return and you say, the race is after all, not for favor is not for the skill. That's what you say, like Solomon. Because when you return, you realize you made a mistake. You did not apply the right determinant. And I've made many mistakes in life. And I'm not worried about mistakes. I just see mistakes as a chance, as an appointment for a second chance. Mm. And therefore, when I return, I am about to win. Yeah. You put me, you give me another chance, I will reassess my mistakes and I will apply the right determinants and you see me move forward. The race, that is when you can say that the first shall be the last. I am not worried about mistakes at all. So long as I can acknowledge that I made a mistake, that is my springboard. But sometimes you don't want to say that you made a mistake. And that is why things don't get corrected. Now, the Bible says that if you cannot acknowledge that you made a mistake and that these determinants are important, then what happens is that, but time and chance happeneth to them all. But, whenever you see but, it means an eraser. It means you are negating all the determinants.
Cancel. Okay?
All the time yes, and chance that you've left your life to be driven by just the wind. Can you imagine? You're just drifting along. There's no direction. There's no control. You're just driving a car. Time and chance. Whatever will happen, will happen. That is what happens to many people. That is why... Yeah. These times to teach about the things that determine life. These five things. Okay. Last week we talked, and the last 2 weeks we talked about speed. That when it's time to apply speed to your life in whatever you're doing, do it quickly. And we learned 4 things that can improve your speed. We learned about 1, that understanding can improve your speed. If you understand what you're doing, you will do the thing faster. You will do the thing quicker because you know what, why you're doing it. Therefore, it's not going well. You just correct it quickly. All right. And we said understanding comes by counseling and asking people questions. Okay. And then we also learned that copying can improve your speed. Sometimes you don't know how to do something and you don't even understand, but you know somebody who has achieved it, somebody who has become a professional, somebody who has a nice family, somebody who has a good relationship with their parents, and you don't understand how it happens, you just copy the person. What is the person doing that you're not doing? Copying will make you fast to reach your endpoint and your determinant. The person has a car, the person has a good relationship with their boss, but you don't. You copy the person because you don't have time to go to school to understand. Okay, so do the skill, learn, copy from them. Yeah, when I was a student and I saw some people who were really good, I decided to join with them and form discussion groups and study groups with them. And I learned how they were studying. One of the things that I learned, I studied by just reading a book. I keep reading, I underline, and I was just reading, and I go to the exam and the whole thing is confusing. Then I saw somebody, when he finishes reading, then he writes what he has read down. Hey, then he writes it down. He's reading, he writes it. He underlines, he highlights. I said, I'm going to do the same. My goodness. Sometimes I'll read a thing, I think I've retained everything, not knowing I haven't retained anything. And so when I applied, copied what he was doing, I did far better. So copying is very important, all right? Copying is very important. Copy somebody whose church is working, and then your church will work. Copy somebody whose finances are working, and then your finances can work. And then we also talk about implementation. That many of us, we have a lot of ideas. We have a lot of plans, but we never implement anything. Every time, theories about what you're going to do in 2 years. You have a time plan, this. No action.
And we learned
that faith, show me your faith by just your talk, and I'll show you my faith by my works. So implement things. Don't just say that I'll do this when I grow up. Start now. Implement things. And finally, we said the way to increase your speed is to be a finisher. Many of us start a whole lot of projects. We never finish one of them. As I speak, many of you have things. You started this. You went to this school. You didn't finish. You did this course online. You didn't finish. You had this relationship. You didn't carry it through to a marriage. You never finish anything. And we learned that God who created that is not like that. He created the earth in 6 days. He never rested from day 1 to day 6. When he saw that everything was good, he actually then rested on the 7th day and called it a Sabbath for the rest. How can you rest when you haven't finished what you're doing? And so many people have unfinished projects, you know, that you have. So all of you finish. When you have chores, finish them. When you start homework, finish them. Yes, when you start school, complete the school. Okay? Complete the school. When you start apologizing, see it through. Yeah, when you say you're going to apologize to somebody or you're going to, just do it. Nike, just do it. and you'll be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Look, today, I want us to start another determinant of life. Another thing that will bring a super outcome to your life. And that determinant is a second determinant called strength. Strength. Okay. Second determinant, strength. Today, we're going to introduce it. And next week, I believe that I will talk to you about some major aspect of strength. Now, Bible says that, and I return, again, Ecclesiastes 9:11, I returned and I saw under the sun, in this world, means under the sun, that the race is not to the swift or speed, nor the battle to the strong. Again, Paul is saying, when you return, you can easily say, I was strong, but it didn't work. Then you start applying strength. Strength is energy. And what you're doing, some of us are so lackadaisical and weak that the strength with which we apply ourselves to the things we do leaves much to be desired. No wonder the results are weak results. When you apply weak energy, you're weak to things, you don't get much results. You don't get much results. You don't get much results. Some of you, when I see the attitude, even your demeanor towards whatever you're doing, it's like, you're just scrolling through. No energy, no zeal, no power, no strength. I mean, as I am preaching, you see, I'm here because of Corona, we have to preach from different places. I am standing and preaching with strength. As if I have a 1,000-member congregation sitting and standing right in front of me. You see, I mean, even the zeal makes an impact, So I am not somebody who just sits down, and I'm going to read a scripture to you, Psalm 8 from verse 1 and 2. Please bring up Psalm 8 from verse 1 and 2. The Bible says over there, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Watch this. Set thy glory above the heaven. Then verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine adversaries or enemies, that you might still the enemy and the avenger. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what that means? Okay. What that means is that you may be a baby. Somebody may see you as feeble. You may be small. But if you apply, you manage to get strength. You will overcome big things, mighty. That thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. God is talking about babies. He's trying to tell you that you may be a baby. You may be small. You may be a beginner. You may be black. You may not have gone to much school. You may not be the best in whatever that you're doing. That's a baby. A baby is a beginner. A baby is a softie by nature. Mm. A baby is somebody that you don't expect much from. A baby is somebody who is a novice. But God says that don't underestimate his ability to transform your baby nature. A suckling. Suckling means you can't even eat meat. You are on formula. You are on the breast. You need breast milk. But God says he can still ordain praise. Do you know what ordination means? Make public. You can come forth, and what people see out of you, the public thing, is power, is strength in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. When I came to Memphis, I came here. My only thing was me and my wife. And we came with my sister and my three little baby children. Today, you see David leading praise and worship. That is all we heard. But when we came, they said, this black little African boy, I've never even traveled across to the South. I came as a first. That's a baby. I had never started a church. I didn't know anything but in the South. This is not a place where people like me travel to in Memphis. But I looked at the whole thing. I said, my goodness, I need a determinant from the Lord. I need to accept that I'm a baby in this. I need to accept that I'm a suckling in this area. Mm-hmm. I need strength ordained from the Lord. Mm-hmm. I need to pray, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's a good way to start strength. God says no matter where you are, he can ordain strength. He can ordain strength. He can bring strength to the public when they see them. So, wow, wow. I mean, when I came, people told me that this place, many people have come to start church. It has never worked. They said, they mentioned different types of churches that have come, different pastors that have come. One person even said that I'm a chaplain. I have experience. I have lived here for years before you came. You said you are coming to do what? Coming to start a church? You are joking. And many people brought discouragement. But I say, yeah, I may be a baby. Yeah, I may have just come to start. This is my freshman year. This is my first year. But watch how God will ordain praise on my behalf. And I decided to use the determinant of strength. I decided to listen to all the things that they did that they failed. I said, oh, God, give me strength. I decided I'm going to apply myself. I went out there for outreaches. I went, we stayed there. The first thing that we did, we fasted and prayed. Prayed for 21 days. Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The Bible says the Lord is able to ordain strength. You know, the first way to develop your strength determines, the things you need to know about strength is that strength determines the quality of your leadership. Your leadership. Maybe I should start from there so that you will understand where I'm going. It determines the quality of your leadership. The quality of your leadership. As I've told you, in life, is when you say leadership, many people think about, yeah, like me, I'm leading the church. It's just 200 people. It's just 150 people. That's good. That's true. But leadership starts with you leading yourself.
Amen.
Lead yourself.
Lead yourself.
The minute ability of leadership is seen in how you lead yourself. Mm-hmm. If you cannot lead yourself well, you cannot lead anybody.
Hey.
You cannot lead anybody.
Congregation of one.
To lead yourself with strength.
Look, amen.
One of the things that is very difficult to lead to is yourself. To lead is yourself. Yeah. The reason why many outcomes of our lives are very basic and infantile is because we lack the ability to lead ourselves well. Psalm 110, verse 1-3, the Bible says, the Lord said to my Lord, to Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ was told, sit thou at the right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou, rule in the midst of thine enemies. And when they say enemies, hey, don't look at people. Your number one enemy is yourself many times.
Hey.
Yeah. He said, the people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, from the womb of the morning, from the beginning, the womb of the morning. What is inside the day? It starts in the womb of the morning. Starts in the womb or the uterus of the morning. Thou has the dew of thy youth. Ladies and gentlemen, what that means is that you must learn to apply strength. You must speak to yourself in strength. I sometimes rebuke myself. I said, look at you, Kojo Lindsay, shame on you. I said, look at you, Kojo Lindsay, you are being lazy. Get out of bed quickly. You are not trying to pray today. Today, wow, you are being too slow. I speak to myself. I lead myself. This body, if you don't lead this body well, you'll be ashamed. You will end up in a place that you will be surprised. If you don't lead your body, it will lead you to sleep through your school and you will have to if you don't lead your body, it will help you. It will lead you into divorce because you went and fell to unfaithfulness in your marriage because you didn't lead your body.
Yes.
I like David. I like Joseph because Joseph was a man who was little. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, the Lord ordained strength. This Joseph was a little boy, the youngest but last but one in his family of 12, and he could tell himself, I'm going to tell the truth. All my brothers are speaking a lie. The whole world is going this way. I will lead myself to do the right thing. I will myself to be a Christian. Even if all the people on this world are not doing the same thing, let himself. Even when children were telling a lie, he would tell the truth. They hated him. They hated him, but he didn't hate himself. Mm. He just told himself, I'm doing the right thing. And then when Potiphar's wife came and presented big breasts and big...
My goodness.
And presented an open door. Just threw everything off. David said no. David, I'm sure David's body was shaking.
Oh, Joseph.
I'm sure David's body was gyrating with passion. I'm sure chemistry was working. I'm sure.
And physics.
Hey, the central region was not easy.
Yes.
David told himself, no, I cannot do this. How can I do this? He said, how can I do? Look at his statement. How can I do this wickedness and sin against God? He spoke to himself through his close off and fled. Ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you have to run away from yourself, from your own clothes, from your own clothes, from your past. Run away from your decisions. Flee from your attitudes. Flee. Tell yourself this is a bad attitude. Lead yourself strongly out and be strong against yourself.
Amen.
There is nothing like being strong against your own emotions. You really feel like doing it. And David was a 17-year strong boy.
Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph, sorry.
Youthful as
he did it. He did it. You're not too young to build a house. You're not too small to start a school. Apply, speak to yourself, lead yourself in strength and see how you do it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I came here to encourage you to encourage yourself. Encourage you to encourage yourself. Hallelujah. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, from verse number 13. Please, let us read James chapter 4, from verse 13. Bible says, go to now. Today, you who say, today or tomorrow, we'll go into such a city and continue there a year, buy and sell and get gain. Verse number 14, keep going. Whereas you know not what your life shall be, what tomorrow shall be, your life. I wish I can bring you a kettle. Maybe I should bring you and boil something. For what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appears for a little.
I remember the kettle.
Maybe I should bring you a kettle because I have a kettle around. You want me to? Give me just 1 minute. Let me bring you a kettle.
Oh, bring the kettle. Bring the kettle.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a kettle.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, I'm going to boil the water in the kettle for you.
Ew.
You know? Kettle right here. I want to show you what your life is. Okay? This is a kettle. I hope you see it well. Oh, my goodness.
No, okay. It's not very.
All right. Don't worry. When it boils, I'll show you. But let me finish. Continue reading. It says, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. Then verse 15. For you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this and do that. Verse 16. But now you rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Keep going. Verse 17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, all such rejoicing. Now, what the Lord is saying, your life is like vapor. Okay? Your life is like vapor. It appears for a while and it vanishes away.
Mm-hmm.
Your life is... short, short-lived, but look strong. You get the point? Look strong, but the strength that you require is not strength that comes from you yourself. That's what I want you to know. That is why when I wake up, I pray. That is why I ask, I seek strength in the Bible. You know, because life is like a flower. It appears for a moment and it goes. Now, that's why the Lord wants us to apply speed, because it's a short life. Now, I'm going to also explain to you why the Lord wants us to apply strength and let the strength keep going, because when you don't have strength, there is nothing that goes on. Do you know something? As you hear the sound of what is boiling right now, it's because I've connected this kettle. I've connected the kettle to the power source. To the power source. I wish you could see everything that I'm doing. But you know it. Imagine it. I've connected to the power source. Now, it has started heating up strong. You see, very soon you're going to see it bubbling out from here. Bubbling out from here. It has started already. That is it. That is it right here. You're going to see it coming out strong, 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 strong. Okay? Now, you may not see it, but it's bubbling out. It's bubbling out.
Yeah.
It's bubbling out. Okay? Maybe not a very good demonstration, but it's bubbling out. So strong. I can see it here. Okay? Now, immediately I disconnect the power from it. Mm-hmm. It will stop.
Yes.
You see that? I'm going to disconnect immediately. Everything stops. The bubble goes away. But when it was hot and I put my hand there, it was burning. It was burning. Now, as I talk to you about strength, about leading yourself, don't be boastful about it. I want you to connect yourself and know that. Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When things are working, tell the Lord should give you strength to do this thing. The Lord will strengthen you. God, give me strength for this day. Give me strength for this marriage. Give me the strength to lead myself. And then keep going. And Bible says that is how you should behave. Otherwise, your boasting will be nothing.
Yes. Okay?
So lead yourself. Tell yourself that, look, this thing that you're doing is not good. Speak by the Spirit of God, by the counsel to yourself.
Amen.
And be the number one leader. Some of times you have to be a critic of yourself. That you didn't do right. That it was your fault that you were fired. It was your fault that you lost that job. So that the next time you can lead yourself and correct yourself from what it was. You need strength. You need strength. How do I know? Because Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, the Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and shall not faint. You will mount up with strength. Waiting upon the Lord will give you strength. Leading yourself with the word will give you strength, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
So many people are there who are not good leaders because they are not good leaders of themselves. Yeah. Good leaders. No matter how much counsel somebody gives you, no matter how much direction somebody gives you, if you cannot lead yourself, nothing will happen. Yes. Nothing will happen. When somebody, my children, when you tell them that the reason they are children is so that you can lead them. But at a certain point, they have to lead themselves. Christians are sheep. Initially, you lead them. You call them. Many of you will call you. When we have to call you all the time, you are not leading yourself. You should tell yourself from now, I'm going to be coming to church by myself. Nobody needs to call me. You have begun to lead yourself. That kind of practice, you lead yourself. From today, I will not rise up any later than 5 a.m. Have targets that you control your body with. From today, my laziness is coming from my sleep. The way I start, Bible says, in the womb of the morning, the way I start my day is causing me to be a failure. And therefore, I'm going to lead myself to rise up early in the morning. I'm going to lead myself to pray early in the morning. I'm going to lead myself to read the Bible early in the morning. I'm going to lead myself to start studying right after my quiet time. I'm going to lead myself to leave home early so that I will not be late. You know, where I am, I you know, not many people come there. And sometimes the reason why, one of the things you need to know is that you lead yourself to where people are not going to go. What many people are not doing. And then you'll be blessed. Lead yourself. Lead yourself. Lead yourself. Lead yourself. Lead yourself. Hallelujah. Lead yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Speed Amen. And strength. Speed and strength. Let me read to you even about Joshua. Joshua chapter 1 from verse 6 to verse 9. Bible says, be strong and of good courage. That is to Joshua. Be strong and of good courage. You be strong. Become strong. God wants you to be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance to the land, which I swear unto your fathers to give. Then the next verse, keep going. Only be thou strong again. See, God is keep telling, be strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to the law, which Moses thy servant, my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper in whatever you do. Strength leads to prosperity. It's a determinant. Strength. Be strong. You be strong on yourself. You be strong in your leadership. Lead yourself and lead your children. Lead your, some of you can't lead yourself. You can't lead your wife. You can't lead your children with strength. It takes strength to lead. They say you are leading a life. What kind of life are you leading? You think it's wrong? You think it's just a statement? You are the leader. You are president of, don't wait for President Trump or Biden to be decided. We don't know who will come.
What a shock.
We don't know. But it doesn't matter who becomes president. If you are a good president of yourself, you will do well in every economy in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Personal prime minister.
Yeah, your personal prime minister, your personal pastor, your personal president, preside over yourself. Preside over that your room that is always dirty and always ramshackled in your house, never cleaned. You are just the president of a dirty house.
Yeah.
That's why your life looks dirty. It will never, it will, your life will not be dirty and confused anymore in Jesus' name.
Amen.
There's a lot of chaos in your life because you are president of chaos. From today, you will never be a president of chaos. You will do all the chaotic things one by one with strength. With strength.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. With strength.
Amen.
Take responsibility.
Amen.
And lead yourself and see how the Lord blesses you. Hallelujah.
Blesses Amen. You.
David said in Psalm 103, verse 1 to 2, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Mm. And he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He was telling, so means your will, your intellect, your emotions, your thinking. You should speak to your thinking. This brain is yours. You can lead it. You should speak to your emotions and your feelings. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So you can tell your soul what to do. Please, and do it with strength. Your body and yourself is very stubborn to you. I've noticed that. A lot of, do you think that if I had not told myself to wake up, I could have preached? Do you think if I didn't tell myself to prepare this message, I would have anything to speak to you? It's a lot of leadership has gone on before you see this strength. And that leadership must be strong. Strong. I see people arising who lead themselves stronger than they have ever led. And
Amen.
Then correct Amen. Things that should be corrected. Speaking Amen. To yourself, telling yourself, rebuking yourself, shame, telling yourself shame. Sometimes you should tell yourself, I'm disappointed in you, Kojolinsi. You didn't try. You didn't speak well to that your boss. You were too lazy. The last time I realized that I have been late at the workplace for several days. And nobody was saying anything, so I had relaxed. One time, a nurse friend called me and said, yesterday somebody came to ask, what time were you here? I said, I didn't let her answer anything anymore. I said, me, myself. You see, I had relaxed. I told myself, from today, you will never be late again. You will never
Amen.
Be late. And from that day, it's amazing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's very important. So number one, strength in leadership is important. Number two, strength determines your ability to fight against your enemy. Strength determines your ability to fight against your enemy. Now, an enemy is anything that fights against your progress. An enemy is your adversary. An enemy is something that is in opposition to what you're doing. And all of us have different types of enemies, okay? Different kinds of enemies. Now, let me tell you this. The Bible says, and I'm going to read these chapters to you. Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 6. The Bible says, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sits in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. The battle to the gate. I mean, wherever the enemy came from, you are going back. You need to apply strength. There are many things that have led to your downfall. There are many things that have come against you. If you don't apply strength, they will never leave your life. Never leave your life. When you see poverty, as an enemy. It's time to rise against poverty in strength. When you see laziness as the reason why you are, it's time to fight it. Never always go to the devil first. Look at the things that militate against your success. Look at the things that militate against your Christian life. Look at the things that fight against your relationship with God. See them as enemies and apply strength to fight them. And let me tell you once and again that we have addressed the devil and given him a chance to laugh at us for too long. Yes, he is behind many of our negative situations, but a lot of them, we have to look things well in there and say, this is the enemy of my progress and I'm going to fight it, you know. Now, let me tell you something. Psalm 144 and verse 1 and 2. You see, God is our strength, but it says he still teaches our hands to war. Bible says, blessed is the man that walketh. No, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hand to war and my fingers to fight. You see, the Lord is your strength. Although the Lord is your strength, he teaches your hands to war and your fingers to fight. That sounds like the Lord is expecting you to exercise strength. Who goes to war with weakness?
Engage.
Fight things. Fight opposition. Win. In fact, don't even fight. Win.
Let me tell you.
In this life, there are a lot of things you must fight. Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. Let me tell you that it is not, don't tell yourself, me, I'm not a fighter. Me, I'm a peaceful person. Hey, sometimes the only way to find peace is to fight the war and win.
Mm.
Yeah, that's right.
Win. There are times that I have been in the house and there's a situation. I have tried negotiating. I've tried chatting, I've tried everything, and I tell myself, I must get angry. I must fight this thing. And I arise and I fight the battle until peace comes in the name of Jesus Christ. And so that's very important. And I'm going to give you one person in the Bible that did that job well. David, against the battle, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 22. Listen to this thing very well. Yeah, listen to this thing. 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 22. This story will transform your life and your attitude when it comes to fighting the enemy. Bible says David left his courage. This is what had happened. Let me tell you what had happened. You know, first of all, David left his courage in the hand of a keeper. You know, you all know this story. When David, you know, has been sent to give food to his brothers and went and Philistine Goliath. Goliath was against the Israelites. All the Israelites had retired. King Saul had retired that we cannot beat this guy. The Israelites had all... So because of that, there was no winning. And they were in their house all the time. Just like the Midianites had pushed all the Israelites to hide in caves until God told
Gideon
that go in this dynamite, be strong and go. Many of the enemies, things that fight you, we have relaxed, we've accepted defeat, and therefore nothing is going on. Mercy. Now, let me speak on from verse 23. So David alighted from his carriage. Please, brother, bring the scripture up. Alighted from his carriage and then just said, 1 Samuel chapter 17, yeah. And he talked with them. Behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the enemies of the Philistines and spoke according to the same words. And David heard them. David heard them. Now, keep going. All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and they were so afraid. Listen, don't take this off. But whatever brings fear to you, it's not time to run away. It's time to confront them. It's time to confront the things that fight against us. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, they fled from him and were so afraid. Listen, one day, where I work now, many people do not travel to come and work. But there are a lot of things that they don't see. When you see people falling away, don't fall away. Push forward. Push forward. Because there's certain advantages that I hear. They are not getting it. But I've told myself, it's an enemy. It's an enemy of distance. It's an enemy called distance. An enemy called, you know, what, all these things. Enemy called, yeah, I'm going to have to be by myself for a while. I faced all these things together. Then go on, verse, the next verse, verse 25. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that has come up? Surely to defy Israel, he came up. And it shall be that the man who kills him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. I would like that. Keep going. Keep going, brother. And David spake to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that kills and takes away their reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Wow. I like his boldness. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And the people answered him after the same manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man who kills him. Keep going. Verse 28. And Eliab, his elder son, saw him and said, his anger was kindled against David. And he said, why do you come down here? And to whom have you left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and the naughtiness of your heart. For you've come down that you might see the battle. You see, when you try to deal with the situation, people say you are too known. Why are you trying? Why are you aiming at you? You want to become a doctor. You want to become a this. Look, just pass this thing and then go and learn how to make clothes and then come. No! Walk away from people who despise you and who refuse. When you're trying to overcome a big obstacle, when you're trying to go to school, when you're trying to do your best and people say no, you should walk away from them. And David walked away from his brothers and went to people that encouraged him. Please, next verse. Take out that green screen quick. Next verse. Yeah. And David spoke to the man that stood by him, saying, keep going. You've gone right back. You've gone back. Go. Keep going. Okay. Yeah. Keep going. Good. And David said, what have I done? And what have I done now? Is there not a reason? Keep going. I'm reading up to 50. And he turned from him toward another and spake after the same manner. He turned, and the people answered him again. Let me tell you the rest of the story because of time. Okay. And then eventually, David turned away from the people and said, I am going to fight this. And the Bible says that David overcame Goliath. What he told himself that, look, the same way that when the lion and the bear came against my sheep in the wilderness, I fought them and I fought them with my hands and the Lord strengthened me. The same way I am also going to do the same thing. You know, I went after them and he told the Philistines, the Lord will fight for me, for the battle is the Lord's. And then he went and he overcame him. Ladies and gentlemen, a Goliath is a thing that stands in your way as an enemy that has taken away your victory for a long time. And you've told yourself, just like the Israelites, you will never be able to do it. You have not mounted enough strength in the Lord to overcome it. Try again. Many of us that have resolved to sit back, the outcome of our lives is a reflection of our feeble approach to the things that stand up against us. It's time to rise again. It's time to do that exam again. It's time to try that relationship again. It's time to try that quiet time again. It's time to try that bold outreach again. It's time to start soul winning again. It's time to attempt holiness again. It's time to tell yourself, I am going to hold myself clean before marriage. You can do it. It's time to tell yourself, this pornography is going to fall. It's that giant Goliath of pornography is not going to overcome me anymore. Apply strength. You are too weak and too feeble and too easily accepting of circumstances. The Bible said, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, when David came and his family and everybody had been routed, the wives had been taken, and everybody was stoning him, David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And then the verse 7, the Bible says, and he told, David said to Abiathar the priest, Abimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And look at what David did. David went and prayed, inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop, or shall I forbear? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue them, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. And David did that. Ladies and gentlemen, David overcame and he recovered all because he applied, he encouraged himself in the Lord. Some of you are very discouraged. I have an announcement for you. Begin to apply strength again. The strength of the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. What is it that you have failed? What is it that you look weak? Is it the pornography? Is it the job? Is it the finances? Is it job application? Whatever it is. Is it your Christian life? Is it your relationship with God? Fight it. Fight this good fight. It is a good fight. Don't give up. Fight it. You will win it. God is ordaining strength. Strength as a determinant is causing you to overcome that is Goliath, those bears, those lions, those thieves, those situations. Arise, my brother. Arise, my sister. The Lord has told me strength comes from you. You may look like a baby. You may look like a suckling. You may look like feeble, but do not just look. God ordained strength to the suckling and to the baby. Go and be strong. Solomon was a little boy when he came to take over from his father David, but he did greater. He built the synagogue. He built the whole temple because his father David has said that God has chosen you to do it. Therefore, be strong and do exactly that. I think it's in 1 Samuel chapter 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 10. He said, arise, be strong and do it, and do it. And when he did it, he got the results. Little boy like that, Solomon, who did it. You see that? He says, take heed now, for the Lord has chosen thee to build a house for his sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Some of you, you are supposed to build Wasente, build fellowships, build houses, build marriages, build relationships, build finances. But you are so lackadaisical and weak. Father, bring strength. I see strength coming to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I see power coming to you right now. I see supernatural power. I see the power of David coming to you, the power of Solomon coming to you. I see the power of Joshua coming to you. Be strong and of good courage. Fight that good fight of faith.
Amen. And
lay hold on eternal life. Father, take away weakness from your children. Ordain strength. Let this determinant of strength come with us. Let us stop being feeble. Let us stop being like little cockroaches. Let us stop being like grasshoppers in our own eyes. And let us arise with strength. May God bless you. May God honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, listen carefully. One last thing I want to tell you before we close. Today, as I am watching, as I'm preaching, there are some people that are here. I want to tell you, by the grace of God, as I'm led, may the Lord has put on my, I mean, you are here. You are, you know, as you're on your own, Alice Holton, Sister Monique, Chandler Lang, Dylan Doddridge, Shannon, Danielle Swazer, you know, and then some of you, your phones don't even bear your name. I just want to let you know that the Lord has put on my heart to relate with you. These are people I don't know, but you've been coming faithfully, or today you are here. I mean, and there's somebody called Alcatel 3V, Chops 21, CP3705AS, and some with another number, 590-427-341. Let me tell you this. God said that your connection to this church will bring you a blessing. Hallelujah. You cannot isolate yourself. Psalm 68 and verse 6. The Bible says the Lord puts the solitary into families. Said you came as isolated. You look like just an individual. God is putting you in his family. God is putting his spirit on you. God is blessing you with everything that he has. Said God has set you the solitary and given you a family in this church. Take on this family. He said he's bringing you out of your bonds and your chains. Look at this scripture. But if you are rebellious, you dwell on dry land. So whoever it is who invited you, I'm giving you my personal cell phone number if your name was listed in this. I'll say it again. Alice Holton, Monique, Chandler Lang, Dylan Doddridge, Shannon, Danielle Sueza. As Danielle Sueza, I've seen you a number of times, you know. And then the other ones that don't have names, Alcatel 3V, Chops 21, CP 37058S. My cell phone number is what I'm giving you directly, 901-734-4446. Send me a text or call me. I will pick it up. Even if I don't pick it up, I'll call you back. Please send a text if you don't get me when you call me. I want to fulfill this scripture in your life. God said he's setting you in a family, and your life, whatever is binding you in chains, God is going to break those shackles and you will find a new life in his people. Also, there is a link that has been put there in the chat, and I'm sure some of you don't know how to access it, but that link will give you another chat room like this one that we are on, the video Zoom meeting that we're having. There's another link that, please put it there again. If you click on that link, even click on that link and go, they'll be there, Pastor. I mean, Daniel will be there to meet you with Sister Devonia, or, you know, meet you, please. So that's to the Pastor Daniel and Sister Devonia. Please click on that and go to that room and then meet them for me as I come and join them. And God will richly bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. So if your name is on, or even your name was not mentioned, but you're on and you have not interacted with me, please click on that link and join them in that room. And then we will fellowship together in Jesus' name. Now, put your hands on your heart right now. God wants to give you strength before you enter that room. God wants to give you strength, supernatural strength. Father, I pray everything that has been a difficulty to your people from today, give them strength.
Amen.
Even if they are babies and sucklings, and make them like a David who overcomes a Goliath and does not think about the Goliath, but thinks about the strength that God is giving them. I pray for the first time, let them overcome. For the first time, let them win. For the first time, let them succeed, and give them the habit of success and winning. Victory. In Jesus' name. Now, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, I want to pray with you a short prayer. Put your hand on your heart right now and say this prayer after me. Everybody repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I come to you. Lord, I come to you. Please repeat.
I come to you.
As I am.
As I am.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
Please forgive me for all my sins.
And wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ.
And wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ.
I believe Jesus is the Christ. The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
He died for me. And God raised him from the dead. Because of this belief. I am born again.
I am born again.
I'm a child of God. Please write my name.
In the book of life.
And fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen.
It's a good life.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.